Hi, everyone. I'm Lula.
And I'm Jude.
And welcome back to Just Friends, probably season 3 finale.
Yeah, which is like feels like the least unplanned. I mean,
Oh,
yeah, that's the type of episode also. It's final season.
It's finals, like the peak of final season.
Yeah. And I'm tired.
Tired, discombobulated. Jude just shared that he's on Benadryl. And
I'm coming off Benadryl. Wait, coming off Benadryl? Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, okay, this is a question, but do you know if like, okay, I like went to bed whenever I was struggling to go to bed as a child, I would have Benadryl, not melatonin.
Interesting.
But then anytime I bring that up, everyone's like, oh my God, that's like so messed up. Like, you're not supposed to do that. Like, melatonin's better for you.
Well, I thought Benadryl was like, had more medicinal qualities.
Yeah, it's like allergy medicine.
Right. I thought it's like kind of like actually does. I don't know. I feel like melatonin's like under researched probably. But
melatonin is like a natural
right
occurrence.
I mean, Benadryl, when I have Benadryl, I like can't wake up the next day.
Yeah, that's
like I'm like blacked out.
Right, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. So maybe it is crazy.
Vibes,
I'm like, I don't know how you got up for school. I feel like that's just the sort of thing you shouldn't be having that frequently.
I'm gonna be honest, I had an era where I would just be like, I don't do this anymore. I'm off it. But there was an era where I just like popped Benadryl like every night because I was struggling to go to bed.
That's like how you can be addicted to NyQuil.
Yeah. Or like, but like people are addicted to melatonin.
Yeah.
This is the season finale, guys. Just like medication.
I can't hold the fucking cup because it's so hot and I'm so under caffeinated. And the only caffeine insight is in that cup that I can't touch. How did you finish yours?
Have you not had coffee yet?
No.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay.
Okay, no, welcome to the episode.
This is the episode, yeah.
This is good. This before, is symbolic before, for our season so far.
Before we started recording, Lulu was like, I don't think it's a good idea. And I was like, me neither, but here we are.
Let's press record. That's so our different personalities.
Yeah, wait, really?
I
was the
so.
One who kind of was like, let's press record. Usually I feel like I'd be the one that's not.
No, but I feel like you're more like
scheduled.
Push through.
Yeah.
You're more like, let's do it anyway. We decided.
Yeah. The eye roll, ugh.
No, not
which
I will,
is
just
like
decide.
Friday. It's like I have like also a lot of work, and I'm like okay, but like I'm gonna be like wanting to like I don't know. Oh, that's what we should talk about. Your birthday. Woo! That's what we can
Let's
talk about.
Let's make this podcast as bad as possible. I'm turning 21 on Monday,
Crazy. So
this episode's coming out on Cinco de Mayo. Everyone better wish me a happy pre-birthday.
Do it now.
Just kidding.
And if you're listening to it later, text her. Oops, sorry, I forgot.
What happy can birthday. We talk about? We can talk about, I actually, not currently, because currently it's like we're within the 1 week before birthday where everything is just stressful. But in general, I'm actually feeling excited to be 21.
Yeah.
This is like the first birthday in a while where I'm like, it's time.
It is
like,
time.
Let, I'm just like, give me an ID at this point. It's really, it's gotten old. so I'm actually like the first time in a while, there are a few pros to a birthday.
No, this
which
is like
is
a
great.
Actually like helpful birthday to have.
Yeah. I do feel the impending doom of birthday, which I just always feel. And I don't really know what that is. I've been thinking about it. I'm like, is it really like I feel like I tell myself I get like birthday blues. That's what my mom calls it. Because of like I'm getting older thing. I'm reflecting on my year. I'm like anxious about the year ahead, blah, blah, blah. I always tell myself it's something like that. Like at the end of the day, is it really just about like whether or not I have a party and like celebrating, like actually if like celebration is going to be disappointing or not? Like, I don't know how much,
it's
you know what I'm saying?
Spring break stuff.
Yeah.
But this one you've
but this
with.
Is, I mean, yeah, kind of. There's the expectations element is the same for sure. But I don't know.
Okay, wait. I'm just putting this out there because I feel like I should say it. I think we should keep recording.
Yeah.
But we can also record on Friday.
Okay.
I'm trying to be more.
Oh, now you're adjusting.
Yeah, I'm trying to. this is a great example of a time where I can be adjusting.
Okay.
Like, I can do this.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm like
okay.
The therapist is in the room. Sitting next to me, being like,
so
shoot, let's use this
therapy,
opportunity. Let's talk about that.
So
get away from
therapy.
The birthday combo.
I'm so tired of therapy.
Wait, that's an interesting one. Go.
It's just like, I don't have that much to say on it.
Wait, it's like that we're bringing up four topics and not delving into
that's
any of
that. That's how I feel just in life right now. It's like, I like have like a bullet point, but like I don't have even the energy to go into it. Like I don't really even care about
it. I get
like,
it.
And it's like honestly why I'm not liking therapy. It's like, okay, yeah, like, yeah, I'm down bad right now. Okay. Like, is like gonna delve deep into why I'm down bad really helping right now? No, I'd rather just like summarize it with a bullet point and then just keep doing it because it'll pass at some point.
And like, then they'd be like, let's push it, Dad.
Yeah, and it's like, bruh, I don't like, why do we have to like analyze every single piece? And then what, like the whole point of analysis is to identify the problem. I know the problem.
it's been identified.
Like, I get it. And then it's like, okay, now just sit with it. So I just have to sit with myself. But I was sitting with myself already. Like, what's, now I just get to sit with myself and know my stuff.
Being affirmed that you are the problem.
Yeah, like, that's it. It's like, it's not like I'm going to solve it. It's not like, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider a different type of therapy or no?
Yeah, but that would be kind of like going against the religion in the household. So
interesting. I don't even know. Last week was the first.
Also, like, what other therapy, like cognitive behavioral therapy?
I don't know. I don't know much about the different types. I'm just like thinking about, I don't know, like analysis. I was like one into a, I'm like, why am I talking about this on the podcast? Do I want to talk about this? Whatever.
I don't know.
I've already told you this. I went in the other week being like, I'm feeling anxious today. We like talked about it. I love my therapist, by the way. Shout out. So this is not even.
Do you think she listens?
Yeah, I do.
Whoa.
Because sometimes she brings up shit that I forgot that I told her from like, weeks ago.
To the podcast?
Oh, I thought you meant listens to me. Like, is a good listener. No,
oh,
I do not think she listens
like,
to the podcast.
Crazy.
No.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
I don't even know if I've told her the name. Like, really? I'm sure she could look it up. Oh, I probably have.
That's crazy. I wonder if, I know mine hasn't, but I'd be curious, like, what type of therapy.
I feel like mine, like, can't really use the internet correctly. but, yeah, that's crazy. I'd be like, this is a breach of boundaries. I don't know.
It would
I
help. It would make things so much more efficient.
Okay, that's not the point, I feel. Well, okay. I went into therapy the other week. I was like, I'm feeling anxious, blah, 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 blah. And she made me, like, walk through my history of anxiety instead of being like, here are methods to, like, not be anxious right now. And I was like, wow, this feels like so one of the first times where I've, like, very glaringly been like, this is analysis and not something else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The approach is just different. Also, read the like, I feel like I just have bullet points right now. Last week was the first time ever that I have like run out of things to say in a session.
Whoa.
And it was so.
Did you just sit in silence?
No, but I was just like, like thinking out loud. Like I was like, yeah, I probably said like, I don't really know what else to say. Mm-hmm. And it was weird because I don't have a reference of like when the session's over,
mm-hmm.
like what time it is. And you, every time other than last week, I'm like mid rant and she's like, and looks over my shoulder at a clock or something. And it's like,
go.
Yeah, it's like, so I wind up for today. And I feel like it was just weird. It was weird.
Yeah. It kind of feels good eventually though.
What?
Just like not having anything to say.
But what do you do? You sit there
in
silence?
No, it was like a big deal when it first happened because it's like, ah, but like,
you're like
at
I'm
this
not
point, I'm like, thank God I don't have to talk. Like,
wait, so then does he talk?
No, we just
neither of you.
We've sat in silence for a long time. Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. 10 minutes sometimes. I don't. 10 minutes is probably an exaggeration. I don't think I'm that comfortable. Probably like 4 or 5 minutes though. Yeah. But it depends.
I wonder what she would do. I feel like she would start yapping.
Maybe.
Maybe I should test it out with her tomorrow. I'll go and be like, I don't have anything to say.
Okay, wait. I just want to like keep going with the bullet point thing because I do think there's more here. And I just wish
I
had more to say on it. But I just want to give the bullet point anyway. Right. It's like, even like you coming in here, it's like, okay, like you came in and like before we like started recording and you were like, oh, like, how are you doing? And like, I was like, yeah, like, no, I actually had like a great week. Like I've actually,
yeah.
I mean, I've been super stressed, but like I've been super social. I've been mm-hmm. doing a lot of activities, like having like a lot of fun with friends. But like for some reason, when I like think about it all and like just condense it, it just is like, yeah, I'm good. And like, I don't really know where that comes from because it's like, realistically, it's like, actually I do have a lot to like, both talk about and say, but it's like there's a part of just like
it's funny talking about this on a podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But even the like, yeah, but I just feel like defeated, just like, oh, like, And I don't know what that is about, because it's like, we have a podcast. School's been so much better than it was, I think, in the beginning. Like, I feel like pretty assimilated back into the culture.
You mean Yale? Yeah. Not like academics.
Yeah, not uh-huh. that. But like, just like, I feel pretty like ingrained in culture.
Yeah. Committed Yale. To the bit.
I'm committed to the bit. Yeah. I'm committed.
Yep.
Ha ha ha. Which makes this place a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But also, yeah. Just the shrug. The shrug is by far like the emoji that describes my semester.
The shrug.
Which is kind of an unfortunate emoji.
Well, okay. I have 2 points.
Okay.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my bullet point.
Bullet point. Jude's not talking for the rest of the episode. I feel like
Is re this new thing that you're doing?
Like re. Yeah, regarding.
It's new.
It's because I've like been sending so many emails in the past 24 hours for some reason. Half of them like summer work related. Half of them like begging professors to let me fucking take a science credit so I can graduate. So I'm like re-use denying me from your class. No, I'm just saying it because it's actually, I think, the only way right now my brain can keep track. But I lost the point.
Oh, sorry.
I had 2 points. What are the 2 things you just said?
The shrug emoji.
Shrug emoji. Not wanting to recap thing. Oh, I got it.
Okay.
First, the assimilation thing. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking about a lot last night when we were texting and we're like, what's this episode going to be about?
Yeah.
And I was like, probably like, or what's the finale going to be about? And I was like, okay, we always do sort of like reflecting on the pod, reflecting on the year.
Yep.
And I'm like, reflecting on the year, I can't believe that the semester abroad was in this academic year. Literally, I feel like a different human. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying so hard to not turn that into a spiral of like which version of myself I liked better. But I'm just like trying to be like that. I loved it over there.
I know which version I liked.
I know. Exactly. We all know. And but I think there's like, it's helpful to keep in like in a giving ourselves grace way with like this semester feeling like a shrug. I feel like thinking about this school year at Yale has been like 4 months. And I feel like the first 2 of those months, it was 20 degrees out and we were like, why are we not still abroad? And I feel like it's only been, at least for me, since probably like March. Which again, and then March was spring break. So maybe even like, it. I feel like it's only been post spring break that I've been like present at school. Hmm. Like in a, I'm committing to Yale things way and I'm like going to be social and I'm going to like do things I don't really want to do, but so I can like maybe feel better at the end of the day, blah, 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 blah. And with that, my second point, I feel like you might not have this because you don't have Instagram. And for me, I feel like it's very related to Instagram, but like this pressure, internal and external pressure to like sum up the semester, like literally to do a recap on Instagram. It's the form of like semester dumps or photo dumps or whatever. And like literally just having to look through your fucking like memories through photos and compile the best ones and be like, yes, hashtag spring. And I'm like, to me, that feels so horrible when I'm just like, I look back. I mean, it always feels horrible. Even if I'm like right now and I think about last spring, I was so busy. I know I was doing so much stuff. Always like, I did nothing, which is what's so, I'm like, I think it's just a social media problem more than anything else. But I feel the whole like, I'm shrugging and I don't know what to say and I can't really expand. I feel that very heavily in a like Instagram related tie the semester up in a bow.
Because I feel like with the episodes, like when I think about like, because I look back at the episodes and I'm like, oh, season 2 versus season 3, just the episode titles, right? Like, it's like, yeah, like
that was
the semester.
If I like don't attach those feelings to episodes as much because I attach that to like Instagram.
Yeah.
Like I can scroll through my own Instagram and be like, yeah, what the hell was that? Like, I don't know.
Kimberly's literally just food.
Yeah. That's also great.
Yeah, but it's like, that's my...
But that's like...
That's what I'm capturing.
Yeah, but that makes sense. I'm like, food is like memories around it and like love in it, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
No?
My mac and cheese.
Your Annie's back.
Guys, just life hack real quick.
Life hack.
Do yourself a favor. When you're making mac and cheese, give yourself one more minute of effort. One more minute of just toasting some breadcrumbs.
It's really crazy. Jude's mac and cheese is some of the best I've ever had.
It'll change your life. It's just like Pango breadcrumbs in the, like, just so easy to always have. Put them in a little saucepan and just toast them. Oh my God, it changes Annie's mac and cheese. It makes it so good.
What are we going to name this episode? Like a Benadryl addiction, breadcrumbs, and borderline breakdown.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I don't know.
Should we talk about just the pod in general?
Like, we can.
We've talked about, like, not feeling good about the pod. Let's talk about season. Okay. I personally am excited to just take a breath.
Yeah.
From the pod. Like, just, yeah. And I'm excited for
what. Never been done before.
been done before. And it's scary. But I also think that, like, it goes back to, like, the Instagram point of, like, feeling the pressure of, like, even just, like, summing up the. Okay, yeah. With Instagram, it's like summing up your semester with photos, and you're going through your camera roll and deciding.
Yeah.
I think in life, I've gotten really good about, like, summing up the story to, like, get the core of the moment for the people. And I think it's because so much of the content now, it's like, and I'm not talking about, like, creating content. I'm just literally being, like, being a human being. Like, when you're telling stories to people, you, like, I'm very thoughtful about, like, and it, for better or for worse, I don't know if it's good, but, like, telling a narrative, like, actually, like, yeah. having, like, keeping it concise, keeping mm-hmm. it, like, the details are what matter.
Like, or, an you know entertaining what I mean? Arc.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do think that what you lose in that is, like, some of the, like, mundaneness of living, which is usually pretty fun and funny.
Mm.
And so I feel like this is, like, in general, especially with the way that we do pods of, like, liking to have a topic. Like, even, like, what's this title going to be about? Yeah, we always are thinking in some capacity what this title is going to be about.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know what? Like, what if we don't have a fucking title for today? Because we are just tired.
Redacted.
And terms. And we're just like, what are we doing with our lives? And we're like, after this, I'm going to take some coffee and just go work. And then, like.
Where are you going to work?
You know. Probably the School of Management. Guys. Another little life hack. If you really, really, really deprive yourself of using your Eli Bucks and swipes for the beginning of the semester, you feel like a very wealthy man at the end.
Oh, interesting.
Because I have so many points. If you want free food, let me know. Okay. I got you. I'll start swiping you.
Wait, what do they have?
I've been just going to the Bow Wow being like, can I buy you guys
Bow Wow?
Food? Well, the School of Management, they have a coffee shop. So okay. I'll just go there.
Is it good? Better than Bow Wow?
It's the same as the Underground. It's just like.
I like the Underground.
But there's like. I don't have to socialize at the School of Management.
Yeah, because you're in the School of Management.
Yeah.
Fair. The Bow Wow's, I call it the bad place, that whole building.
It's just like so, it's like dark and dim and so many people that I know.
Hunched over.
But.
Okay, good life hack.
Are you excited about the summer? I don't know where my brain is going. I'm sorry, y'all. But
I'm like, try and follow Jude. Try and follow Jude's plot is the name of
it. It's the Benadryl.
Am I excited about summer? I'm like, we haven't finished 8 conversations. Am I excited about summer?
Yes. I'm having a meltdown. It's okay, guys.
It's okay. We both
are. Do you remember
the
episode we did in Arizona when I actually, like, tweaked out?
Yeah, I almost was like, we can't release that when we were editing it. Just because I was like, I think we did too. We need to delete this whole thing from the internet. I'm like, can season 4 be a fresh start? It's so interesting when you're like, are you excited for summer? I was instantly felt anxiety that first I have to get through my birthday.
Hmm.
I was like, first hurdle to summer is always my fucking birthday.
Hmm.
I am excited for summer. I feel like it's the first. Well, that's not true, actually. I was going to say, I feel like it's the first summer since starting college where I really have like a structured, like a schedule. But then I was like, that's not true, because after freshman year, I was working in a restaurant and that was a crazy schedule.
That was like a real schedule.
I feel like this is the first summer where I could see a semblance of like what I hope to be doing post college.
Oh, that's cool.
In a structural way, which is cool. And also, I'm like, it's good for collecting data.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little like, it's going to be very good or very bad. I don't actually think it's going to be very bad, but I just think. I've made it so that I'm going to be trying to balance a lot of interests.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wish it was more of just like a free for all. but that's not the world. But I feel like Yale,
as I'm like a, like more spontaneity.
And just like having more free time. And I've kind of made it so that like I know when my free time is going to be during the week, which I'm like, it's a very Jude approach.
Yeah, I was going to say, sounds like me. That's literally
and
what I was going to say.
It's not to the extent that you do it. No offense. But.
No offense taken.
I'm like, I'm a little apprehensive about how it's going to go. Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm excited to have a breath. I think that's the language you use for the pod. I feel like that's like what I need in general.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wish I was going back to Amsterdam in some ways. And I'm also like, it's too soon.
I want to go back to Copenhagen for a little bit.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
It's really crazy. I want to like do research on this actually. Like, I just want to read some studies about like the attachment to like home. In like a different place is so crazy to me, because we've both been fortunate enough in our lives to like see other places beyond where we studied abroad. And I'm like, feel like I can speak for both of us that like we feel so attached, like this almost like look who's coughing. The second we landed in...
That wasn't even that funny, but that was really funny.
Thank you. It's because you're delirious. I feel like the second we landed abroad, or not the second. For me, I had a little breakdown. Huge breakdown. Biggest breakdown of the year. Have I talked about that on the podcast?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
cause
anyway.
Yeah, because we talked about how you manipulated someone. It was all
that. Yeah. We did talk about that. The first week, though, I was really like, I could live here for years, which I've never felt in another place, I don't think. And I'm just like so interested how that comes to be. That was the research element. Also,
so much.
I want to talk about something.
Talk to me about
it. I'm so scared to jinx it. But since this is the last episode of the pod, I'm going to say it.
Say it.
I've only gotten sick once this semester. Knock on wood, because I don't want to get sick during finals or for my
birthday.
That
is true.
It's really true. There was that one episode we did with Gabriel, right?
Yeah,
when I was like so sick. And then I skipped class the next 2 days. And other than that, I have not been sick, which is crazy for me, for my standards. My mom even said on the phone the other day, we were talking about my birthday. I have something we can talk about.
Okay, I also have an idea.
Okay.
Oh my God, this is actually insane.
Go.
Wait, no, you do your first. I think yours is going to be more exciting. Mine's like, yeah. You
mine's
go.
Not really exciting.
Well, you got excited, so share. You were more excited about your topic than mine.
Okay. Well, mine's like going a separate route, though. If you
I'm okay, honestly.
Okay, let's see how many topics we can hit in this episode. Okay, parents coming to school.
Yeah.
Parentheses for birthdays. I think is such an interesting thing, and I thought
about
it because your mom has come here for definitely this year
twice.
I came to my mind because I was recalling a conversation I had with my mom on the phone a few days ago where she was like, you don't sound sick. Oh my God. You survived spring fling, et cetera. Surviving the semester. Knock on wood. I'm literally so scared right now saying this out loud. And then she was like, we were debating what I'm going to do for my birthday. Classic. Me being like, I don't have time to plan it. Shout out Caroline. I think is planning something very sweet, which we can discuss off the pod. That does need to be an on pod combo. You're not all invited. And I think
I'm gonna leave the location.
No. And my mom was like, oh, Dad, I'd love to see you. And then it became like it was like very sweet, and then became another question of like, what am I gonna do? Like, how should I plan this? And yeah, I'm interested to hear your POV on parent coming to visit for birthday. Because I know you also have birthday stress, but I don't know if it's the same things that I do.
I definitely have birthday stress. I think it's about the expectations as well. But I don't have that many. I mean, I definitely remember wanting my mom on the first birthday that I was celebrating in college. I got really sad that my mom wasn't here because she's been at every birthday.
Yeah.
But then I think like on a deeper note, which like not to throw her under the bus. Sorry, mom. But like,
love you,
I feel
Alexa.
Like the birthday is usually more for her than for me. Like,
whoa.
I remember like getting in fights with her when I didn't want to have a birthday party. When I was like in like a child, like when I was like in middle school and high school, I didn't want to have birthday parties. partly because, like, birthday parties weren't cool in high school. I just wanted to hang.
Yeah, you wanted to chill.
You know, I wanted to chill.
You wanted to sit in the car.
Chill with the bros. And then she was, you know, you have to have a birthday party. Like, that's the one, like, you have to have a birthday
party. Did your sister have birthday parties?
Yeah, every year my mom would have, like, a crazy, like, creative birthday party.
And, that's
like,
awesome,
crazy
though.
Birthday party she put on. But, like,
when's Coco's birthday?
October. I'm really bad at birthdays. October 30th, the day before Halloween. October 30th.
Yeah, when's 30th? Because she always says Halloween birthdays. Yeah. Esme's also October 19th.
That's not the same.
Also October. And that's then, like, I was like, comma 19th.
That's like, yeah, it's like. It's like people saying, like, oh my god, like, my name's Lily. Oh my god, my sister's cousin's name is Lily too.
I love that. Like, bruh. Really? That's so exciting to me. I'm like, the world's so small, none of us are special.
But I do like when people, I met a Jude. Just sharing.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. How
I
was
go
it?
Go to my yoga place. I mean, I don't know. Like, I just like, I don't know. Wow. Guys.
Back on track. We're talking about your birthdays. You were like, you wanted your mom here. Yeah. So you don't feel stressed about, like, a hosting thing.
Hosting my parent?
Yeah.
No. My mom is very good at, like, doing her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just, like, when I don't want to see her, I'm like, I don't want to see you. I have too much stuff to do. And she's like, okay, I'll do my work.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a very, like, no stress there. But I guess, I would say that I really want my mom for my birthday. Like, it feels pretty integral.
I feel like
she did birth me.
Yeah. It makes me, like, emotional for some reason. Mm. Like, just even the idea of, like, that part I know is the real, like, growing up birthday blues related. Mm-hmm. Like, just even, like, talking about my birthday with my parents makes me, like, verklempt.
That's a great word.
Thank you.
Define.
Like, a little choked up, I think.
Uh-huh. Verklempt.
I hope that's correct.
That's a great word.
Should I look it up
right
now?
I'm just going to totally use it.
That could be the name. Okay.
Verklempt.
Yeah, and it's
Were
so interesting.
Be child? Sorry.
No, okay. I should have been, though. I could spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I still can, but I'm not going
to
do it.
Wait, can you do it real quick? Sorry, and then we can go back to the birthday topic.
I'm now stressed. SUPERCALIFRAGILISTICEXPIALODOCIOUS. Check me. Okay.
I can't. So, I'm dyslexic.
Okay. I should have been a spelling bee kid. Back to the birthdays. How long have we been fucking recording? No one looked at the time. I think part of it with my parents is that it's so. No, listen. Okay, here's a real point.
Insane.
Here's a real point.
Yeah,
it's so close to being home. It's so close to the end of the school year. My birthday. It's on May 6th. This year, the last day of finals or turning anything in is May 8th. I'm going home, like, probably May 10th. So it's a little funny in my head because I'm so, like, a person who compartmentalizes things to be, like, you come to Yale 4 days before I'm coming home and summer's starting. Like, to me, I'm like, oh, the lines are getting blurred. Yeah. But
and
that
it's
also.
It's also your birthday is just late. Also, yes. You're in the middle of finals period.
Yeah. It's a bad. Everyone knows it's a bad time to, like, do anything
worst.
In general. I don't know. I have no conclusion. Can't wait to talk about it in therapy tomorrow.
And then sit in silence.
Yeah. I'll be like, what do you think? ... I don't know. I just think it's so interesting having. I just get so, like, in my head, clearly, about birthdays. And then that frustrates me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, I know that I'm, like, almost making it worse for myself. Like,
yeah.
I don't think I'm self-sabotaging because I don't wish this was going on. But it's very frustrating.
Still so.
Right? Is it?
You don't have to want to be self-sabotaging to self-sabotage.
But is it self-sabotaging if you're like, I don't. Interesting. I feel like self-sabotage is like you're aware that you're doing something that's not helpful
wow.
for you. But maybe that is what I'm doing. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, wait. Can I just, like, bring... I'm going to try and piece something together.
Let's
here.
Piece it all together. I can't
gonna,
wait.
No, not the whole... This whole...
Oh,
there's no
one thing.
Fucking chance. Zero chance.
He's one
no,
thing.
I want to try and like take a moment to just, because my brain was like, wow, like this episode so resembles where I am at right now. And like, I feel so untethered.
Same.
Like, so I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. Well, actually, I do know what I'm doing tomorrow. I don't know what I'm doing Friday. I don't know what I'm doing Saturday. I don't know what I'm doing a week from now or a month from now. Like, just like untethered.
Yeah.
Which I'm really bad at, as we've
Wait,
seen.
Wait, yeah. We can so talk times. About your summer.
But no. No, I'd rather not.
Episode cuts out.
but like, and I feel like this, like, in some way, this entire, like, season kind of matches, like, how I feel about the semester alone. Like, that is the purpose of the podcast. But not only is, like, the episode itself, like, do the episodes capture, but like, I remember, like, coming into the season, I was so ready. Like, this I don't think I've ever been more excited for a season or about the pod.
True.
We had a vision, we were ready to do it, we're gonna do the video, like, everything was just gonna be massive. Like, we just had big visions. Like, we go to the city to record a TikTok.
True.
Crazy.
That was insane,
right? But like, we're like taking ourselves professionally. And then for me, I don't know if this is for you, as I started assimilating more into the Yale culture, as I started buying more and more into Yale, feeling, oh, wait, no, I'm actually back here. I'm back into this college universe. The stress with the pod, like, I honestly stopped thinking about the podcast as much. My stress about podcasts increased. Of like, oh, what is this episode going to be about? Oh, I have to edit. I have also all these other things I have to do. Rather than, like, and then we come to this end of, like, this season where I am technically, like, fully bought into Yale right now. Like, in a way that I haven't been since...
I'm like 90% bought in.
Yeah. And like, I know that I feel conflicted about that, but I really like, and I'm having a lot of fun. Like,
exactly.
Even though I'm stressed, like, it has been a great finals period and a great end of this year. And yet, like, the podcast I feel so disconnected from. And in a way, not to like push this too far, when I wanted to say about home in what you were saying with Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I can, like, shut my eyes and remember the feeling of being in Copenhagen at La Banchina, but I can't feel it.
Hmm.
Like, I just know that I know that's home. This feels, like, similar. Like, I think the reason I'm so scared to stop for even more than a week is, like, I know the podcast is home. Mm-hmm. But, like, right now I'm, like, so not home. I'm at Yale. I'm fully bought into this place where, like,
yeah,
that I don't I feel like it's saying. Home. Does that make sense? And it feels a little different because, like, yeah, we did the podcast at Yale when I was acting like, but like, it was home. But it still feels different now.
Well, I feel like there's some, like, great quote about this that I'm not gonna remember, but it's something about, like, when you're living, and you're, like, feeling great in your day-to-day, it's something about, like, when you're really living, like, you're not, like, creating. Like, it's some does that make any sense? Like, there's something, I don't have any information to support what I'm saying right now. Okay. Maybe I made up this quote in my dream last
one
night
of the random podcasts.
Yeah, but it's something about, like, it was an interesting sentiment, like, if you're really present all the time, like, in your day, and you're doing it, and maybe we can say that's being, like, bought into Yale. There's something weird about having to, like, get out of that and reflect, which I think the podcast is. Like, there's weird, like, I think it goes back to the trying to, like, sum things up or, like, tell a story. Like, Yale, when we're at Yale and we're doing the podcast, a lot of our episodes have to do with Yale in some way. I mean, at least that's where you and I are coming from
we're not recording. Really experiencing life other than that.
No. And I think, well, that's what I was going to say when you were talking. I think it's interesting, like, think about how much you go to the city.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, that, it seems.
I haven't even gone to the city.
Well, that's what I
mean.
At the end of the semester. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That, like, you seemed like you were more, like, inspired by life and the pod when you were living, going into the city.
The bigger world, yes.
Yeah, the greater world. And it's also interesting thinking about how we were doing this while abroad, how we were doing the pod. Most of the episodes were not about being abroad.
Like, one of them, maybe. We definitely brought it in, but it wasn't about
that. Yeah, but it wasn't about that. And, like, the topics didn't really have to do with being abroad. Like, you had the cold plunging one.
running, eating late.
I talked about the eating late. Yeah.
None of it was actually right. about abroad. Other no. than like, no, I don't even know if any of them were. Maybe the very last one when we recapped it.
And I think that's a super obvious difference. Okay, what?
No, keep going.
We had an idea.
I just have another point to add to this, but keep going.
Well, I just think that's a super obvious difference in like when the episodes that we're creating are like on a topic that's not rooted in like what we're living yep. and we don't have to sum it up for a camera under lights. It creates a very different, like, for me, internal relationship with the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And like when we were abroad, I honestly felt like more like we were creating a podcast.
I so agree.
And right now, which is so crazy because that was over Zoom.
Yep.
And right now and we literally have like a studio.
And it
feels more like a place to vent.
Yep.
Which is good. Like, I'm not saying that's not, like, I don't think that's good for our relationship with the podcast.
No.
Necessarily. I think that's a good thing to have in your, like, life.
Yeah.
But I think they serve, like, very different purposes.
Okay, here's the thing
okay,
that
what's
I was
your
just
going
to add on is that, like, I've done my venting. Like, like, that's the thing is, like, this place is feel, like, it is a small place. Like, it's a, like, I love the undergrad class, but it's 5,600 kids. Like, mm-hmm. I've been to a lot of the restaurants here. I've seen a lot of New Haven. I've done it. Like, and we're juniors, and that is how we're supposed to be feeling
yeah.
as juniors. Like, it is developmentally correct. But, like, yeah, like, I think the shrug is, like, I don't have that many more things to say about this place.
Yeah.
Like, we were going to talk about society. I don't even have that many things to say about society. I don't have that many things to say about grades. I don't have that many more things to complain about. Like, I know that my issues with this place. I know the things I love about this place. I know how I operate in this place. I know how to enjoy it when I buy in. I know that I don't enjoy it, but I'm actually more inspired by life when I don't. Like, I get the equation. Like, mm-hmm. and I figured it out, and now it's junior year, and we sit down to talking about an episode, and I don't even have enough time to go and research something that I'm passionate about.
Right.
So I'm supposed to talk about something that I don't have anything to talk about. I just have bullet points.
Yeah.
I can tell you that I have this class. I can tell you that I'm tired, but, like, that's it. I can tell you to toast your breadcrumbs. That's a new, like, but, like, that's literally it. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, yeah, I feel drained. I feel, like, uninspired. I feel kind of, like, defeated. Because I get the bit, but I'm still in the bit. And so it's like, yeah. And, like, I hope that for season 4, we're going to be inspired. We're going to be in the world. We're going to be – but it's scary because I kind of forget what it feels like to be inspired. Like,
yeah.
I'm so – I forget. I know that I have – it's the same as the Copenhagen thing. I know what it feels like to be at La Banchina. I know what it feels like to be inspired, but I can't feel it. I just know that I've felt it in the past.
Great rant. You did a good job.
And with that.
Wait, I have something to say.
Say it.
This is like in an very ironic way in multiple levels bringing it back to Yale. But I'm going to say it. So I had to write for my class that I love. I'm going to see if this guy can get on the pod. Sebastian Ruth. Music Service and Society class. That's been like probably the highlight of my semester. At least academically for sure. We had this reading. I think it was by this guy, Frere, I think. It was talking about different models of education, okay? And we had to write this paper halfway through the semester, sort of like our midterm, like reflecting on like how this applied to our music education. Mm-hmm. And of course, mine ended up being a huge rant about Yale mm-hmm. and why I'm not pursuing music classes at Yale.
Mm-hmm.
But this author compared two types of education. One was like this like dialogical method that like a lot of elite universities obviously claim to foster, which is like small seminars, everything's based on conversation, everything's like investigating everything, and it's like very inspiring. What this class that I'm obsessed with really is. The other model is like the banking model, which is like treats students as like receptacles. That's what he says like over and over and over again. It's like you're like supposed to be filled with information and you're supposed to be able to regurgitate it and then be assessed on how well you can remember it and spit it back out to the teacher who already
knows it. Yep.
And doesn't require any like real thinking or questioning. It's just like filling students' brains up so that there's no room left to like learn anything new, right? Like you're just like, we had this conversation on the pod before that was like, when you're consuming more stuff, like even if it's just the world in general, you have more to say.
Yep.
You have more to talk about. When your like brain is like, how am I going to cram for the next 24 hours? That's there. Obviously, we have no train of thought.
No.
And my paper ended up being like, God, I feel like Yale always falls into this like banking model and it claims not to be that. And I'm like, that's because the only classes I fucking had where it's actually whatever, not the banking model, makes me resent Yale. So obviously Yale is not going to fucking offer those classes and prioritize these professors. And it was so frustrating. And my professor was, who's like an associate professor. He's like, lives in Providence and is only here for one, for this class once a week. He's like, this is so sad. He was like, this makes me sad to teach at this school, like blah, 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 blah. And I just feel like it's so related to the, like, when you're living and you're not being like forced to, it's not even like regurgitate information because I don't even feel like I'm tested on that stuff. Like, I don't even have finals.
It's just when there's no exploration that's like, no play.
Yeah, true. Like,
that's not, yeah.
Leah's Field Notes is doing this really cool thing right now. It's like art and play workshop where she's like, and like, I need to rediscover play. Like, it's exactly your arc. Yes. And she like teaches these like basic like drawing classes online. And it's all about finding play in art. And it looks really cute.
Okay, I have two final thoughts. One, okay, I was really, really sad last weekend. And for no reason, just maybe exactly what I was ranting.
Like,
but
spring fling or before?
It was not spring fling. It was like Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I was just on a really long walk.
Oh, you texted me. Yeah.
And then I just was like, okay, am I going to like, what am I going to do? Like, am I going to cry? Am I going to like rant? Am I going to voice memo myself? Like, what am I going to do to like not feel this way? Am I going to meditate? Mm-hmm. Like, and then I just started doing parkour and listening to music. Hmm. And I felt so much better.
Yeah.
And like, maybe I was distracting myself, but it's also just like, because like, it was like the first time where like I could just breathe, right? I could take that breath. And I think when you were like on your conversation or little rant about like class, I was thinking about E. Jean Carroll and what E. Jean Carroll said to you on a call. Even, I don't know if she said this on the podcast, but it stuck with me. I'm like, if you want to be a writer, you need to live now.
Oh, like, when I interviewed her, yes. That was for my class. Yeah.
And like, there's something really there. Like, we are doing life. I'm not living life, I don't think. And so, of course, I'm not being inspired by the mundane. The mundane is just like something I have to get through. That didn't make sense. I get what you're saying.
But like, I'm just like,
we need to live life.
College should be living. There was this other author in this fucking class that was like, learning is supposed to be living. Like, he was like, learning is supposed to be a doing without a knowing about.
An embodiment.
Yeah. And it literally, I was like, this is the most brain breaking thing I've ever read. And then my friends were like, that's so sad. I was like, yeah, like, it's, I don't know, probably not since I was like under 10 years old have I felt like learning is supposed to be like you do something without knowing what you're doing. Like living and experiencing things and learning from what you are doing rather than being like told this is what you're supposed to know. Flop. Yeah. The E. Jean Carroll thing goes back to, I think, what I was trying to say. With the simultaneous like creating something when you're experiencing it, like sometimes is not
gonna work. I think you can. It's just like you need to be like somewhat, you need to have inspiration to be able to create anything.
Yes. And then it's like, it makes sense to me that our podcast this semester has felt like simultaneously we have nothing we want to talk about and it all ends up being about Yale.
Yeah. And just be like, okay.
Yeah, and then shrug.
And then the shrug.
See, okay, now I'm going to rebuttal us. We've talked so much about like...
We also have been going for a long time.
A long time. Well, I think like since 11:30. I don't believe you.
Damn it. I thought I got her, guys. I thought I got her.
Every single fucking episode, he thinks he's going to get me.
I'm just,
you almost did, but no,
I'm good. Too good of a tech pro. I could have kept it going. Okay. What were you saying?
Well, I don't know because you pranked me.
Rebuttal us.
Oh, that we were like in our conversations about like, what do we do about the pod? It sucked last summer doing Zoom podcast.
Yeah.
So agree. I'm also like, I have more that I want to talk about with you over the summer. Mm-hmm. And we've sort of come to this like, idea. I don't think this is the time. Well,
no,
we're
we
this
have an idea
untethered.
For season four.
Yeah, but I don't think we really need to pitch it right now.
Just an idea for
season
four.
But we have an idea for season four that kind of mitigates the problem of having to do a bunch of Zoom podcasts over the summer. And like that also makes me sad because I probably will have more that I want to talk about and more that I generally find like, this came across my mind.
But that's why I like the idea of bringing our equipment and still being able to do episodes.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just like us talking. Like maybe like the podcast, like maybe that part is, I don't know. Cause like, I don't think we should just like say we can't do that anymore.
I'm thinking back to when we did this episode where we just started recording and you had a freak out.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do we think? No, I don't. Was it in Arizona?
Yeah, it was. Cause I remember being in the, like,
oh, when I was in Park Slope. Yeah. And Knock, shout out, yeah, text us being like, this is my favorite episode.
Oh my God. I still hated that. It was sorry, so stressful.
Not to say that we should replicate that in
shout
any
out Knock,
sense.
By the way.
Shout
I
out
miss
Knock.
You so much.
We miss you, Knock. Just that, like, there's something real. Like, I think that she's correct that, like, these episodes where we come in with no plan and, like, we have to watch ourselves fumble is, like, when we come out the most. Like,
yeah,
our relationship and personalities.
But.
Which I think is kind of the whole point of the podcast.
I agree. But I think that, like, this one is, like, I'm just, like,
it's
just
too far. Okay, let's end it here. Let's end it here.
You all, thank you for listening.
Do we still have listeners?
I don't know.
That's something I was thinking about right when we started talking about like the previous seasons. Season 1/2, specifically season 1. I was like, I can't believe people are listening to this. And then season 2, I was like, I can't believe people are still listening to this. And now I'm like, why are you still listening to this? Like now I'm like, something's wrong with you guys. But also in a genuinely curious way.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what it is. Because season 2, a lot of what we were debating is, like, what's fair to the listener? Like, none of our topics have a through line.
Ugh.
And now I'm like, who's so listening? Does it matter?
There's no through line here either.
Sorry.
Other than there's a video. That's the through line.
We're getting rid of that shit.
And with that, y'all, thank you for listening to season 3.
Thanks for coming along this ride. It's been great.
We're going to get inspired. We're going to take a pause.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with quality content.
Really quality.
Quality
I'm
content
because
you guys
excited.
Deserve it. Whoever is there on the other end, you guys deserve it. And we're going to get through finals period. And we're going to get out of this place. It's crazy. It's been a semester. One more semester. One more season down.
I'm scared for senior year. Eek! Dude, like, get me the
I think
bucket.
I'm on the precipice, guys.
Of what?
Of some breakdown.
Yeah, I'm like, there's tears in your eyes.
But it's okay. No, not yet. That's later. That's when I start listening to my stick season. Okay. Love you.
Let's call this episode stick season. Wait, now I'm forgetting the outro. Jude, say your part. Thanks for listening,
said
you guys.
Thank you all so much for
oh, we're not seeing see you next Sunday.
No.
Oh, my God. See you never.
We will see you. Wait, no, I already said this. I'm
say,
not.
Just say thanks for listening. Okay. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll see you next Sunday.
I said
bye.
That.
Bye. No, love you.
Wait,
bye.
No, don't take my line.
Okay. Do it again.
Again? Okay.
Thank
you all
so
much
for
listening. It's been a long season. We will not see you next Sunday.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.